In just 2 years, Caleb Walker got suspended 4 times.
In sixth grade, I didn't get in that much trouble, I don't think. But seventh grade is when I got in the first fight with a guy playing Foursquare.
Sitting outside Belle Isle Middle School in Oklahoma City, Caleb talks about his time there. Looking around, he tries to find his old Foursquare court.
I don't know. It used to be over there, but there's no Foursquare court over there anymore, so I don't remember where I fought him at.
He says his seventh grade opponent jumped on his back during the game, and Caleb shook him off.
And like he did again. I shook him off again, but then I added a punch to it. Then we went to the office.
That was his first suspension. Caleb's mother, Arlette Walker, laments all the trouble her son got into in school.
I remember dreading the phone call from school. And every time they called, it was about Caleb and something.
She acknowledges that Caleb was an energetic child who liked to be goofy sometimes, but thinks some of his suspensions were unfair.
In schools now, I don't think they don't have time to go over details. They just want to, okay, you're going to have detention or suspension just to get it over with, but I don't really think it does. I don't think it teaches a child anything.
Caleb's story is one of many. His school district, Oklahoma City Public Schools, was recently named one of the highest suspending districts in the nation. Researchers at the Center for Civil Rights Remedies, out of UCLA, say almost 50% of the district's students, grades 5 through 12, got suspended in the 2011-2012 school year. That's 1 out of 2, and compares to a national suspension rate of 1 out of 10.
These rates are just incredibly high.
That's Dan Lowson, the main author of the report. Lowson says they looked at national suspension data collected by the Department of Education, broke it down by race and age, and compared school districts of similar size. When they broke the data down by race, Oklahoma City came in at number 1, the highest suspending district for black students nationwide. Months before the report even came out, the Federal Office of Civil Rights started investigating Oklahoma City public schools for discrimination against black and Hispanic students in the area of discipline.
So it is a civil rights concern, but it's also a general concern with the education policy and practice.
Lowson says suspensions can be really damaging to students. They miss class time, get behind in their work, and usually don't learn anything, so problems continue. And he says a lot of them are unnecessary.
Where there are really high rates of suspension, most of the suspensions are for minor offenses of the school code. These are not serious misbehaviors.
The district superintendent, Rob New, had auditors look at the discipline data and found that the schools were, in fact, using suspensions as a fallback plan. He was not the superintendent when the national data was collected and doesn't know how things got to be this way, but says if things don't change, his students will have much bigger problems down the road.
The national data would suggest that if we don't change our trajectory for these students and how we're handling these students and how we're engaging these students, then they're not only going to be dropouts, but they're going to be living a life of poverty or incarceration or premature death.
He recently told school board members that the code of conduct needs to be revised by next year and that out-of-school suspensions should be used for only the most serious offenses. He says a lot of problems can be fixed by keeping kids in school instead of kicking them out. Arlette Walker, Caleb's mom, decided to take her son's future into her own hands. She and her husband started emailing the teachers and sat in on Caleb's classes. She says the teachers came around and were more willing to help her son because of their involvement.
I feel bad for the kids that don't have a parent that can be an advocate for them and go up to the school and say, hey, what is the problem? What can we do to fix it?
Caleb made it out. He graduated from Oklahoma City Public Schools last year and is now in his first year of college. Arlette doesn't know what would have happened to him if she hadn't helped. She thinks he was just a misunderstood kid.
But he's a good young man. He's a good young man. He's a really good kid.
For KOSU News, I'm Emily Wendler.